Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Beth. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Yeah, well, to paraphrase Justice Scalia, sometimes the threats to our liberty come dressed up in sheep's clothing, but this wolf comes as a wolf. This is Orwellian. It's un-American. It's unconstitutional. The very best time to shut this down was before the DHS ever announced it. The second best time is right now. This type of board was always going to be a dumpster fire, but the particular director that they chose to run it is just throwing more gas on it. But the thing to remember, as much as a lightning rod as this board and the director herself are, there's a broader game afoot. If you look back just in February, DHS put out a terrorism bulletin that swept in free speech as among the things that they considered a threat to the domestic homeland.
You know, if you've been paying attention and you know about this, like, disinformation board and Nina Jankowicz, who is affectionately been called Scary Poppins for her awful rendition of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It is so bizarre that I have kind of tried to not pay attention to it because it makes me, it's like it contorts me into places that I don't want to expose on the air. Like, how can this be real? How can this be the reality that we're living in? It's not just the creation of this board in this position. It's that they actually think that this is the person to fix it.
There's already this idea, this allegation that there is anti-conservative bias on the platforms, even though there has been study after study proving, in fact, that often it's liberal voices that are being silenced, particularly minority voices.
Anna.
I can't help with that.
It makes me so angry. I sound like when Hulk is going between, like, Dr. Banner, like Smart Hulk, and not Hulk.
Yeah, he's Dr. Hulk, but like that.
This is what it makes me. And I think Nina would probably like to shut me up. Because all of the things that she's come out and said over however long she's been taking to TikTok or whatever it is that she's assaulting on the internet with her songs and general words. She wants you to believe that it's an illusion, that any of this stuff that we are seeing happening in our own life, it's not really happening. You're just not seeing it correctly. You just don't understand it. Well, this is a story that has been floating around for some time and on the internet. And it is one that when I first saw it, I'm like, this is not true. This can't possibly be true. But it kept showing up and I kept looking at it and I kind of wanted to wait and see what happened with it. And there are multiple people who sent this to me as well over the last week or two. But it's on Fox News. I'm just going to read it to you. An assignment question given to students in a Missouri high school is being criticized by parents over its characterization of Republicans and alleged racism. So I'm going to explain to you what this actually had here. And of course, we go back to Libs of TikTok and we see what Libs of TikTok has once again exposed. The question appeared on an in-class online assignment at a Holt High School advanced placement government course. It asked students which party is most likely to believe that the, quote, fatal shootings of unarmed African-American men by police officers is not due to racism. Excuse me, what? Like, this is a real story originally reported here by our local Fox 2 News. Called out by Wentzville parents, of course. I'm going to read to you from the Fox 2 Now article. Some Wentzville parents are raising concerns about a question that surfaced in class activities connected to an advanced placement government class at Holt High School this week. This is what the question actually said. Teresa has heard in the news about the fatal shootings of unarmed African-American men by police officers, but does not think it is necessarily due to racism. Teresa is most likely A, and here are her options. Democrat, black woman, Republican, or Democrat-leaning woman. Have you seen this story, Hannah?
No, I... What?
According to the online exercise, the correct answer is Republican. So just to read the question one more time, because you're probably looking at your radio right now, like your radio is going to respond to you because you this is something that you're going to hold in disbelief. This is the question. The answer to the question is Republican. Teresa has heard in the news about the fatal shooting of unarmed African-American men by police officers, but does not think it's necessarily due to racism. Teresa is most likely a Republican. I have to say that if this was an advanced placement government class in high school, I mean, granted, I guess my high school situation being in a parochial high school might have been a little different. I did go to a public, I went to Edwardsville High School for 1 year. I don't think that I would handle that well. And also, when I went to high school, I mean, I remember my first cell phone was when I was 16 and it was a Nokia that played Snake. I don't even know if you, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
I know what a Nokia, that's the type of phone you can throw off a building and it won't break.
That's probably still true. I mean, yeah, it's, I mean,
it, I don't know what Snake is, though.
Snake is a game where there's a the screen.
It's the game. I thought you meant music.
No, the screen on the phone was maybe that big.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a dot. And the snake goes and it moves around. You can't let the snake run into
itself?
I think itself or the like four edges.
Hmm.
And the idea is that you guide the snake around to gobble up the little dot. And it gets longer as you go, so it gets more difficult. But that was the game that came with the phones. Like, that was the phone game. And it was, you had a green screen with little black dots on it, and that was what you played. And you moved it because you had an actual number pad on the phone.
Yeah.
1234567890#. Pound is the hashtag sign, kids. And you would move it by pressing 2 for up. 4 for left, 6 for right, 8 for down. That's how you move Snake around. There was no arrow buttons or anything.
Wow.
You touched the screen and it didn't do anything. Yeah, if you texted somebody, it cost you 10 cents. And them 10 cents.
And them too?
Pretty sure. I think it was 10 cents to send and 10 cents to receive.
Ooh.
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong here. This is what we grew up on. We didn't have cameras on our phones. I don't know what I would have done in that situation if that question would have been asked in the classroom when I was in there, but I would have known it wasn't right and I would have definitely said something. But I think I'd probably be an outlier.
If that would have happened to me, I went to a public school and luckily nothing like that ever happened, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
But if that was me, I would raise concern, but I know I'd get backlash. I'd get backlash from students, like, you know, that agreed with that. I get backlash from the teacher because obviously they see it that way if they're assigning that. And probably the school too, because why would they let that happen? But it'd be worth it to make some noise about it, because what type of question is that? It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't. Wentzville School District, this is in the Fox 2 Now article, a Wentzville School District spokesperson said the question was not part of a graded test, but part of online resources. She said the question was part of a randomized set of questions. This is the email.
Who made these questions?
Well, this is the district response that they provided through email. The Wentzville School District prides itself on successfully preparing students for advanced placement exams, which are college-level exams on various subjects. At many colleges and universities, a score of a 3 or higher on an AP exam will potentially earn the student college credit. In order to accomplish this, the district utilizes a variety of AP-aligned materials, including online quiz and test preparation resources, designed to ensure mastery of the content and concepts in AP curriculum and that will potentially be encountered on the AP exams. These resources are among the most widely used AP books and materials in the county. AP government content includes learning and opportunities to think critically about political ideology. The resources used by this district are used widely nationwide and are aligned to the AP government exam. The item encountered by the student is extreme, and the district is reaching out to the resource developers to directly address this concern. The AP program did not provide this question, and it does not reflect the AP course framework or the kind of content students encounter on an AP exam. AP students are expected to analyze perspectives different from their own. They are not assessed on adherence to any ideology or viewpoint. This is when people talk about critical race theory, and people say on the left, say critical race theory is not being taught in classrooms. Again, I repeat, critical race theory is a method of teaching. It is a way that educators are instructed to see their students and to reach their students and to discipline their students. Critical race theory is an element that is in our classrooms in ways such as this. I have seen it in our local schools from families that I know who have sent me screenshots of things that have to do with race, that have to do with sexual identity, that have to do with sexual preference, that have to do with all sorts of different things that are not used in a way to teach people specifically. Like, you're not taking a class about, how do Democrats and Republicans feel about crime, or what is the difference that people, that you're not engaging in this type of specific instruction. It's slipped in a question like this, so it becomes kind of a sprinkled in and somewhat eventually predictable way to reach these kids. If you are an English teacher, you might be teaching them about how to write a specific kind of essay, so you give them topics that they can write on, and some of those topics that they might be instructed to write on are about experiencing different types of sexual identities, or understanding different types of sexual identities, or maybe talking about how a specific race is marginalized, and putting these children in a position where they're being graded on their ability to write a 5-paragraph essay, and what they're actually accomplishing at the same time is a political indoctrination that those educators are being instructed to do. There are teachers across the country are sitting in seminars, are taking continuing education courses, are being told by people who are being paid lots and lots and lots of money with your tax dollars in school districts to educate these teachers on how to educate their students with this kind of lens. And if you want to go back to Nina Jankowicz, whose comments here are that liberal and minorities are the ones being silenced on social medias, not conservatives, give me a break. We are not as dumb as you need us to be. Going back to what I said earlier in the show today, this is where we all kind of have to go, all right, fine, I'll step into it. I'll step out to it. And we stop being silent. We stop avoiding the confrontation. You know how you feel. You're not, you don't question yourself on where you stand on these issues. You don't question yourself on whether or not, oh, I don't know, that person said I'm a racist and I don't really think I'm a racist. You know you're not a racist. You have thoughts and opinions on things that matter to you in your life, and you're not a sexist and you're not a homophobic person. You have a set of experiences that lend you to having a worldview, and that counts. Just like anybody else's does. And if their way to win an argument is to keep you from speaking, then their argument sucks. Challenge them in a way that brings kindness and confidence to the conversation and speak up. You cannot, for every time, I just think to myself, for every time we see a news story where the question on a test in a school is, Teresa's heard in the news about the fatal shootings of unarmed African-American men by police officers, but does not think it's necessarily due to racism. Teresa is most likely a Democrat, Black woman, Republican, or Democrat-leaning woman. The real trick in this question here is that Teresa has seen a situation where a man was shot by a police officer. All we know in this question, all that this student who's taking this placement test has to go on to decide the political party of this person, is that an unarmed Black man was shot by a police officer and killed. What we do know is that this question is written in a way that a Democrat would know just by virtue of only those pieces of information. Police officer, unarmed Black man, shoots Black man dead. What we are supposed to infer from this is that a Democrat would obviously know that that was racist. When the truth of the matter is, we don't know. We have a situation in Ferguson. Michael Brown, Darren Wilson. Michael Brown wasn't armed until there was a gun in play, and Michael Brown was a very, very large man who was attacking with his fists and his strength a police officer who had a gun on his hip. Is this situation any different? Is this situation potentially describing the situation that took place in Ferguson, Missouri? Do we know that Darren Wilson just shot Michael Brown simply because of skin color? This has gone through court. This has gone through the Obama justice system. Darren Wilson has been acquitted. This says more about the people who are writing this stuff and putting it in front of our kids than it says about anything else. And if we don't speak up, who will? Let's take a quick break. A reminder to go vote on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. How will the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade affect the 2022 midterm elections? Would love to have a great turnout for this poll. Is it going to help Democrats? Is it going to help Republicans? Or is it going to have no effect whatsoever on those midterms? Just visit the Annie Fry YouTube channel where you will see we are live right now. And in the live chat section, just click your vote. It's as simple as that. If you want to drop a comment, we'd love to read it. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go away.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us today. It's Monday, and it is beautiful outside, and I love hot weather. And I think it's, what did you said, do you like hot weather? You prefer hot, or you said you prefer to be cold?
I said I prefer to be cold, but...
But then we were cold on Friday.
Yeah, I might have to change my mind after that experience. I would rather sweat than be shivering.
If it... So it's... My phone says it's 83 degrees in St. Louis, ooh, but it feels like 90.
Wow.
Would you rather go sit outside for 4 hours right now?
Yes.
Or...
Yes. other day was... It was hard to work. Like, I remember you said at the beginning of the show, I was like, hey, do you want me to put my jacket on your lap? And you're like, no, I have to.
I had to acclimate.
Yes. But it got worse as we got out there. Like, yeah. The longer we were out there, the colder it got.
It was getting cooler throughout the day. We were at the St. Clair County Republican golf tournament, and it was so fun to be out there and to meet so many different people. We talked to so many different, I think we had at least 7 candidates on that were running for state reps, that were running for judge appointments, I guess. And let's see, I'm trying to think, do we have a state senate? I don't know if we had a state senate. I could go down my list. But you can watch all of those interviews. They sat down for like 5 or 6 minutes each, and they just went one right after the other at the beginning of the Friday show. So we started at 11 a.m. and it was great to talk to these people and people who are running for the same position. So they were running, they're challenging each other in the Republican primary. This is good to have options. This is good to have people who are interested and who are willing to step in and do the job. And it's your responsibility, your job to get to know them, whether it's just looking them up on their websites or going to meet them, or you're like, I like this person, I think this is the right one, to stump for them and to make your voice be heard. The Illinois primary is June 28th, and I believe the Missouri one is August 2nd. So there's still some time.
You guys have really good options for Illinois. All those people were really nice. They spoke on a lot of good points. It was awesome. I'm glad I got to hear some information about that. Not that I even live in Illinois, but it was still cool to hear about the different people.
Yeah, I am very excited. I'm legitimately excited for the state of Illinois and what is to come. I want to talk a little bit about the formula shortage. So it's almost impossible to get formula. My daughter's formula, I don't have it anywhere. I have, I think, maybe one canister of formula left, and it's not the same kind that I've always given her before. My daughter is going to be 11 months old tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, which means that in a month from there, she's going to be a year old. Can you guys believe that? Molly's going to be a year. Oh, my goodness. So I talked to my pediatrician just this afternoon, or like right before the show started. And I called because I said, you know, I don't know what to do if I run out of formula. I don't know what the right thing to do is. My daughter, being 11 months old, eats food, like regular people food, but she probably still takes at least 16 ounces of formula a day, and she needs that. That's part of the way you're supposed to feed her. And you can give cow's milk at 1 year old, And so I'm sitting here thinking, should I be scouring for formula for my daughter? And, you know, I've got one canister probably lasts about a week of what we normally would buy. And I don't know if we have, I think we have one of those left. So I'm about a week out from not knowing what I'm going to give Molly. Now, I am thinking to myself, if I can get 3 weeks shy of her being 1 year old when she can have cow's milk, and there are women out there, and men, of course, who have children who are three months old, and they're formula feeding their child, I don't really know if I should be the one who's buying that formula and taking it to my house when those children can't eat off the table. They don't have teeth. You can't feed, you know, pureed food until you get to be about, I think, 4 months.
That's so considerate of you to think like that, but it's awful.
It's crazy.
It's even a thing.
I am a worrier and a preparer. Like, I think about things ahead of time and I prepare for them in an irrational way. I mean, as far as like worrying about things and being able to anticipate things, I have people around me who regularly like, how did you know this was going to happen? Or how did you anticipate this? And I'm like, I've considered every possible scenario. It's just what I do. I just think about things and in essence, worry about them.
So did the prices rise too? Or is it just, it's impossible to find?
I don't even know what the price is, because if you see a canister, like we have, if we've seen a canister,
you grab it.
We've bought it just to make sure we always had one in reserve, which is what we've always done. We've always, you know, you don't like, we replace the backup formula, not the actual one that we're going through, because inevitably you're busy. And you get to the bottom, you're like, oh my gosh, we're out of formula. And then you got to stop what you're doing and go to the store and buy some, which is what we have done in the past, of course, if we've been out. But it's just easier to have one that you're going through and then the backup one. And then when you crack the next one open, the next time you go to the store, you buy some so that you're never buying it when you are out.
Well, that's a great idea for now, because...
except for the fact that you can't find it.
Yeah.
So, but what I mean, I would really like to know from anybody who is listening right now, if you have information that I can give out for people who have children or grandchildren that are in that situation where my heart is breaking for these people. Molly is a healthy kid. You know, we feed her generic Enfamil from Walmart, and it's the yellow can, and that's what we get. If we fed her regular Enfamil, she would be fine. If we fed her generic Enfamil from Walgreens, she would be fine. If we fed her generic Enfamil from Target, because they all have different brands, she would be fine.
Some babies aren't like that, though.
Some babies are absolutely not like that, and it makes a difference that she's 11 months old. If you have been feeding for 2 months a baby a formula and they are used to it and you change it, your baby may not eat it. This is a situation that I'm struggling just knowing is in existence. So if there are people who, Vicky is commenting as well. It didn't help. There was a huge recall on formula. That is very true. There's a recall and there's a supply chain issue, and it's very frightening. So, you know, I know people send me stories and stuff about the formula shortage. I'm obviously very aware that it exists. At the same time, Molly will be fine. And you know, they told the pediatrician told me that if we need to feed her whole milk, we can feed her whole milk, and we're supposed to give her a vitamin that will subsidize what was in the formula that isn't in the cow's milk. But then they said that they will do, between 12 and 18 months, I think they would have to do a blood test on her to make sure she's not anemic. And I'm like, but I don't want you to do that. They never had to do that before with my other kids because I never had to worry about this.
Right.
So if you do know of a situation, I think this is what I'll do. If you know of a situation where people can go, if they are, that they need formula. Like, I'm capital N, need formula. And if you are somebody who needs formula, if somebody wants to tell me where that help can be received, I don't know that I'm necessarily, unless you tell me in that message that I can do it, I don't know that I'm necessarily going to tell the public where this place can go, because there are people who are out there, you know, like this, we're talking about toilet paper again, only this is how babies eat. So if you're worried that you're going to, I mean, if you ran out of toilet paper, you'd figure it out.
There's no figuring this out.
There's no alternative. This is as serious as it gets. If you have a connection or you know of a facility that can help provide formula to babies in need, please contact the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and tell me about that. And unless you tell me specifically, I'll keep that information to myself so that if there is somebody who is in need, then I can connect those two dots, because my heart is breaking for these people. And, you know, I look at my Molly and we can feed her bananas. We can mash up bananas. We can feed her the little Gerber third foods and second foods, and she can eat Cheerios and stuff. So we can feed Molly will be fine, but it is going to affect us. It's just not going to affect us the way it would have if this were August of next year. I don't know what I would have done. I would have been in an enormous panic. So I want to help those people. And if you have information that can help me help those people that I can share with everybody, or that you don't want me to share with everybody, you tell me in your message the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't hear anybody. I've heard people say that, like, supply concerns are basically about 100 days out, which means to me that this is a problem that's going to last at least 100 days. I don't know. That's over 3 months. Gary says, warn your listeners not to get black market formula. No telling where it comes from. That may not go without saying, which is why I'm saying it, but please don't do that. That type of stuff is why I want to make sure that we have safe places for people to go, and that people who are providing this kind of help for others, that information is out there for the right people to access it. Stick around. We got the poll question to answer when we come back. And Hannah, I don't know if we've had a poll this close.
I know. I don't think we have either, but that's good.
I like it.
Send your comments in so I can read them and know your thoughts behind your vote.
Yeah, we'll do that when we come back. The YouTube live chat poll: how will the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade affect the 2022 midterm elections? Help Democrats? Help Republicans? Or no effect? We'll be right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us on a beautiful Monday afternoon. You can choose to listen to us on the Odyssey app if you like. Stream 97.1 FM Talk anywhere you go. You can also watch us on YouTube and vote in that YouTube live chat poll, which is, Hannah, what can you tell us?
Whoa, sorry about that.
She's really rocking out to this song.
The YouTube poll question today is, how will the potential overturning of the Roe v. Wade affect the 2022 midterm elections? And the options are, is that it will help Democrats, help Republicans, or it'll have no effect at all. Do you want me to read the results?
Yeah, let's go.
So this is a super, super, super close poll.
I mean, so close that while we are talking about this, if people go vote in this, it might actually change who yes. the leading person is.
Yes. So 36% of the people voted that it will help Democrats. 30% of the people voted that the overturn will help Republicans. And 34% of the voters said that it will have no effect.
That's so crazy.
I know. We've never had a poll this close.
Not anywhere close to that.
And I didn't think it would be close.
What do you think it would be?
I think that it will help Democrats, yeah. which I don't want, but I think it will.
Mm-hmm. I can see ways where it would do. I could see ways that it would do all three. So I don't even know 100% what my vote would be here. I think that the way it's going to help Democrats, it will help Republicans in the same way. And that the economy is going to be so in the forefront that it ultimately will have no effect. So it's almost like all three of them. I do believe it can help Democrats, but I do believe it'll help Republicans at the same time. So if that's a wash and the economy is still in the inflation and gas prices and formula shortages and the cost of meat at the store and all of these different things, you know, we talked to Stephen Moore at 1 o'clock and he was talking about needing to replace the car that he and his wife are currently driving. And he said he went to four different dealers and there are no cars to buy. You can get a car ordered and it can show up. And what did he say? Like 6 months or 3 months?
Yeah,
or something.
3 to 6 months.
This is the reality that average Americans are living in on a regular basis. And these are definitely voting issues. I think so. I don't know. Has it changed yet? Ooh, no effect is gaining a little bit and helping Republicans going down. Right now, helping Republicans is the last place, though.
Yeah, let's see. We have a few comments from listeners here. Okay. Jackie from YouTube says, those who are on the fence about Biden may fall back to Biden's team because of the Roe v. Wade decision, despite the overall disastrous Biden administration. Okay. Amy from YouTube says, I think it'll help the Dems because none of them are actually taking the time to comprehend what overturning Roe v. Wade means. I very much agree with this comment.
Yeah. You see,
nobody is taking the time to get informed. Like, nobody even knows what this means on the left.
Do you feel that your generation really understands what happens during abortion?
No, they don't. And, you know, I said, you know, last week that I never thought about abortion like this until hearing all this news, and I didn't understand Illinois' laws and everything, and it's terrifying. And I don't think people my age truly understand what this means or what Roe v. Wade is. Mm. It's not, no, they don't know. I don't think they care to know either.
You want to read a couple more of these comments here? You can, if when you vote, you can on the Annie Fry YouTube channel in the live chat for any of the polls. We do them every day. When you vote in there, if you care to do so, you can always leave a comment. And Hannah's always taking these, setting them aside so that we can read them here at the end of the show.
Gary from YouTube says, I don't think overturning Roe v. Wade will have much of an impact. Republicans are gaining ground anyway. Most people are concerned with the economy and open border. I also agree with that.
So you go back and forth.
I do. I see it in all three ways. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to help Democrats. Nobody should be voting for them.
just basically. Yes. So yeah, you can go in and still vote. We're still getting some votes coming in here, and help Democrats is winning at 36%. No effect at 34%. Helps Republicans is back up to 31%. That's about where it was when you read it initially. So keep the votes coming while we're still in the air on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Subscribe to the channel while you're there. And a reminder, you can stream us on the Odyssey app anywhere you go. Just download the Odyssey app to your phone, 97.1 FM Talk, favorite it, and follow us. And the Mark Reardon Show comes on right after us, and it's seamless. It's like listening to your radio. I want to read this message I just got from Sean to the Annie Fry Facebook page. Have American women stopped producing milk in their breasts? Why is it the most overpopulated countries on the planet have very little access to baby formula, but first world countries are all of a sudden terrified they can't feed their babies? Breasts are more than a TikTok upvote. Sean, I'm going to go easy on you, sir. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it loud for everybody in the back to hear. Not all women can feed their babies by breastfeeding babies. It's really that simple. And also, if you were feeding your baby for whatever particular reason, in the event that maybe you could have breastfed, but you elected not to, which I breastfed the first three kids I had up until 12 weeks, and I was a working mom, so I went back to work at 12 weeks, and it was the most complicated, difficult thing to try to make that happen and have a career at the same time. So I fed all three of my first babies up until 12 weeks. With Molly, I decided not to because my mental health said I needed to not do it. So, Sean, I made a decision for my child and for my family that was the best decision for my child and my family. And I talked to my husband about it probably when I was about 4 months pregnant and said, I don't think I can do this. And he said, then don't do it. He was 100% supportive of me in that regard. And it was the right decision for my family, 100%. So not just to Sean, but to anybody who is having this thought about breastfeeding, please understand it is an incredibly difficult and taxing thing to do. It is a wonderful thing, yet another wonderful thing that women can do with their bodies. But it is not easy, and it doesn't always work as well as it needs to. And the amount of pressure that is added to a woman after she's carried a life for 9 months, in my case, 9 miserable months with all 4 of the pregnancies that I carried to term, it is incredibly difficult. And the suggestion that a woman should just breastfeed, dude, wrong show. Take that crap somewhere else. I think Sean's a fan of the show, so I think he's probably going to be like, oh, I'm sorry. I had to say that out loud because, Sean, there are a lot of people like you that think that, and I just had to say that. Sorry. Not sorry.
I'm going to turn my mic off before I reply to Sean, and I don't even have kids.
Oh, man. Brandon says Sean's going to get destroyed on Facebook. I'm not going to. I mean, maybe I'll reply to Sean on this, and if he heard me, he'll probably say something, or maybe he won't. But it's just not that simple. And I'll tell you what, if you were somebody who made that decision to formula feed your baby, I was born in the 80s and it was normal to formula feed babies. I was formula fed. I turned out fine. But it's probably, you know, questionable depending on who you're asking. But if you chose to formula feed your baby and you're 10 weeks into it, you're probably not producing milk anymore and you can't just, you know, fire those suckers up and make it almost literally and make it work again. It's just not the way the body works. And it's certainly not to the point where you can sustain feeding your child the way your child needs to be fed. Please, please, please don't shame women for making that decision because there's a formula shortage. Didn't know I was going to end on that soapbox. Didn't even know that soapbox was sitting right next to me, but here I am standing on it. The Mark Reardon Show is coming up next. Say your prayers for Ryan Wiggins as he continues to heal. And he'll be back again this week soon. Healthy as can be, and I'm sure raring to go. Mark Reardon Show coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.